The Bible tells us that true love suffers long and is kind and rejoices in truth. God's kind of love is not easily provoked and does not rejoice in sin. True love endures. That kind of love is impossible without the power of the Holy Spirit living in our lives. Elizabeth Elliot has experienced great loss, including the tragic death of her husband Jim at the hands of a fierce Indian tribe decades ago. But her message continues to focus on the love that triumphs in the face of evil. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Here's Elizabeth Elliot to share some of the lessons she's learned in her lifelong study of God's Word.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking today about something that one of my listeners calls appropriate grief. I had a beautiful letter from this widow. She tells me how she was married when she was, 32 years old. God gave me a wonderful husband, more wonderful than I could ever have imagined. He was so simple with the Lord, walked so closely with Him, poured out Himself in selfless service, was funny, creative, firm in guiding our home, and so devoted to me. We were married in March 1994. In May, I miscarried our first child. By June, I was pregnant again. In October, my husband was diagnosed with a terrible cancer. On December 10th, 1994, God took him home. Did you get that? Married in March, became pregnant again in June. Her husband died in December. Here I am, 7 months pregnant and full of questions that I felt you could answer. What is appropriate grief? How do I hold on to memories of a man that are already fading? How do I look at being a widow at 33? What do I do about all the things left unsaid and undone? What is appropriate grief? Well, surely it's real grief, deep grief. And that is entirely appropriate. Remember that Jesus wept at the death of Lazarus, and He shared the grief of Lazarus's sisters. It's self-pity which we must vigilantly guard against. We must be grateful for the gifts that we've been given. And of course, we miss Him when they are gone. We miss them or Him. But let's be very careful not to become morbid and resentful when people seem unsympathetic. Bereaved people can become very demanding of others. We're not entitled to feel sorry for ourselves. We're still God's child, still meant to offer our service and our love to Him and dwell on the joys that we've had rather than on the loss of those joys. Those who believe themselves to be particularly sensitive can also be, as Kierkegaard said, particularly hard-hearted. What to do with those memories? Thank God for them, but thank Him also when they fade. I can remember my own distress when I realized that I could not perfectly remember the feel of Jim's body or the look of his face. I do believe that you can be enabled by the Lord's help to remember the wonderful things to communicate to your child. If you share your own love and gratitude with your child as he grows up and begins to question you about his father, he'll be grateful too, rather than bitter. He, of course, cannot ever know what he has missed, and that's a blessing in one way. But let him know what a wonderful father he had. Yes, it's a different thing being a widow than being never married. You're a threat to other wives. Men, I'm told, are attracted to widows. Take that calmly. Don't allow yourself to seek sympathy from men. That is terribly dangerous. Conduct yourself in a godly manner, such as will assure wives that you are an honorable, disciplined, modest woman. When you feel haunted by sights and sounds that remind you of your husband, offer up your feelings at once to the Lord. Let Him handle them. He understands perfectly. The same with all those things left unsaid and undone. Leave them quietly with God. It is natural, I think, to brood over them, but try not to. Leave them with God. My heart, of course, goes out to this widow and to all others like her. I get very many letters from people who are bereaved. I have a little booklet called Facing the Death of Someone You Love. It gives 6 steps to peace. Not neat tricks, not little formulas which will deliver you from grief, because I think that the grieving process does go on for a long time. But God can give us peace even in the midst of our sorrow. And I often try to send out the little clippings and poems and things that have been such a blessing to me. One of them is this beautiful prayer. We seem to give them back to Thee, O God, who gavest them to us. Yet as Thou didst not lose them in giving, so do we not lose them by their return. Not as the world giveth, givest Thou, O lover of souls. What Thou givest, Thou takest not away, for what is Thine is ours also, if we are Thine. And life is eternal, and love is immortal, and death is only a horizon, and a horizon is nothing save the limit of our sight. I love that. A horizon is nothing but the limit of our sight. Lift us up, strong Son of God, that we may see further. Cleanse our eyes, that we may see more clearly. Draw us closer to Thyself, that we may know ourselves to be nearer to our loved ones who are with Thee. And while Thou dost prepare a place for us, prepare us also for that happy place, that where Thou art, we may be also forevermore. Here's another one. A quotation from Pilgrim's Progress, which I love. After this, it was noised abroad that Mr. Valiant for Truth was taken with a summons and had for a token that the summons was true, that his pitcher was broken at the fountain. When he understood it, he called for his friends and told them of it. Then said he, I am going to my father's, and though with great difficulty I am got hither, yet now I do not repent me of all the trouble I have been at to arrive where I am. My sword I give to him that shall succeed me in my pilgrimage, and my courage and skill to him that can get it. My marks and scars I carry with me to be a witness for me that I have fought his battles, who now will be my rewarder. When the day that he must go hence was come, many accompanied him to the riverside, into which, as he went, he said, Death, where is thy sting? And as he went down deeper, he said, Grave, where is thy victory? So he passed over, and all the trumpets sounded for him on the other side. And here's a few lines from St. Augustine. There we shall rest, and we shall see. We shall see, and we shall love. We shall love, and we shall praise. Behold what shall be in the end without end. What is death? A wondrous mercy, a coming home, a divine welcome to a loved child. And here's one that's kind of homey that you may love. The things you loved, I have not laid away to molder in the darkness year by year. The songs you sang, the books you read each day are all about me, intimate and dear. I do not keep your chair a thing apart, lonely and empty, desolate to view. But if one comes a weary, sick of heart, I seat him there and comfort him for you. I do not go apart in grief and weep, for I have known your tenderness and care. Such memories are joys that we may keep, and so I pray for those whose lives are bare. I may not daily go and scatter flowers where you are sleeping, 'neath the sun and dew. But if one lies in pain through weary hours, I send the flowers there, dear heart, for you. Life claims our best. You would not have me waste a single day in selfish, idle woe. I fancy that I hear you bid me haste, lest I should sadly falter as I go. Perchance so much that now seems incomplete was left for me in my poor way to do. And I shall love to tell you when we meet that I have done your errands, dear, for you. And one more, a poem by Elizabeth Gowan. They are not dead, O Christ, whom thou dost call to enter rest. They sleep away the weariness of toil upon thy breast. They are not silent, for their lives still speak to us below, lighting the pathway of the will of God with radiant glow. Thou diedst, O Christ, that we from those that sleep should never part. We live together in the deathless bond of thine own heart. Lord, in what anguish didst thou shed for us redeeming blood? We worship thee. We bless thy glorious name, thou Son of God.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.